Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Michael McDowd. At each commercial break, we are going to ask a trivia question. We also want to welcome our latest additional station, AM 1550 SLC Sports Radio in Salt Lake City and throughout the Salt Lake Valley. And a special thanks to Program Director Dino Costa. Mike, who is coming in on our show in the next segment?
Well, I mean, listen, he's a guy that, how do I mention this? He's a pretty special guy. Not only is he just big at what he does, but he is a man who's just a really nice guy. And I'm going to theme the conversation with our friend. I like to say, my friend considers me a friend. His name is John Gordon. You may have heard of John Gordon. Well, John's a pretty gifted guy. He is a motivational speaker. He's an author. He's a leader. He speaks to the best of the best, the top NBA teams, the NFL teams, MLB. John and I have developed a friendship, and I think John won't deny it. I hope he'll say I'm a friend. And it's all centered around the walk. The walk. W-A-L-K. So that's okay. Going to be kind of our little theme. But John Gordon is a guy that you need to know about. He's only written 30 books. He has 5 children's books. He speaks all over the world. But most of all, he's a guy that's going to come into our show, speak to our audience, especially our U.S. military, about being encouraged, being uplifted. And you know what, Edward? You and I both know the world needs to be uplifted about right now.
Absolutely. Okay. When we come back, we're going to reintroduce John Gordon so you can actually hear from him yourself. Stay with us. You are listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in 4 distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell. Mike, you teased the audience with our guest, but we didn't hear from him yet. Why don't you read
him? He's in this pretty little box. He's got a great smile, and he's just waiting because he knows how to speak. He's a professional. Hey, our friend John Gordon is on our show. We're so thrilled to have him. And John, I kind of teased the audience. We're going to find out all about who you are. A lot of folks know about you already, of course. But, you know, you've been on the Jim Rome show. You've been on, Fox and Friends. You've done shows all over the place. NBC, The Morning Show. What am I getting at? Well, you've done all these cool things, but the thing that I'm connected to you with this cool thing called the WALK, W-A-L-K. And that's how John and I met in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. And John, I think that's an important way to phrase our interview because how is your walk going in life? Everybody has a walk. So John, I think that's appropriate, but welcome to the show. And let's talk about the walk of life.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Edward.
Yep. Thanks, John. I also want to find out the background, how you got into this.
Yeah, sure. Well, one, you know, yes, Mike and I met on a walk and we've become friends. So Mike, I'll consider you a friend for sure. He asked if, you know, wonder if we were friends. Yes, we're definitely friends, but I'm not a motivational speaker. He did call me that. I hate that term motivational speaker because I consider myself an author first. I've written 32 books, 18 bestsellers. So I'm a writer and then I'm an inspirational teacher. So yeah, I inspire, encourage, but I teach. I teach positive leadership. I teach how to build a stronger team, how to build a great culture. And that's what got me into all of this. I actually started to work with different schools and sports teams and companies early on. And it all started because I was negative. Like, I was really miserable and negative and unhappy. And my wife almost left me because I was so miserable. And when she threatened to leave, I said, what am I born to do? Why am I here? Why am I so miserable? I had lost my job during the dot-com crash. This was 2001. And so I was really reflecting a lot, trying to figure out how I was going to make money, support my family, not go bankrupt. It was a very scary time. And writing and speaking kept on coming to me. I'm like, all right, I'm going to figure out how to do this somehow, some way. I don't know who decides to be a writer and speaker, but that's what came to me in that moment. And I said, I'm going to do this. And here we are 20 years later. And that's what I've been doing. Now, the walks were a big part of it, because I would take these walks every day and I would practice gratitude, because I read you can't be stressed and thankful at the same time. So I was looking for positive tips, ways to be more positive. And this was during the emerging field of positive psychology. So I'm practicing all these ideas that I'm reading about early on in this emerging field. And then I'm writing about it and then I'm sharing it with others. People start reading it, sharing it. And that's actually what led me to write these books that I write and how I got into this. I just wanted to be more positive, but I started sharing what I was doing with others. They were benefiting. And I said, okay, I now have a purpose. This is what I'm here to do for the rest of my life. And I know I'll be doing it. I'm 54 now. I started when I was 34, 35, and now I'll be doing it for the rest of my life.
That's great, because I know that it just recently, actually, I've been usually everything goes really well in my life, but I've had some a few things going on that were definitely stressful. And so my wife also had, somehow, I don't think it was you, I think it was somebody else, but basically it's along the same lines of, hey, if you're thinking positive thoughts, you're going to move in that direction. And if you're thinking negative, I mean, everything, the sky is blue. Yeah, it's too hot today, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah, interesting. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, John, I think that, you know, you kind of summarized it already, but it's really important to mention the fact that, okay, you're not a motivational speaker, but you certainly inspire people. And I think a lot of motivational speakers that I've met actually said, I can't motivate anybody, all I can do is inspire. So that inspiration comes from, I believe you grew up in New York. You grew up in a very interesting family, half Italian. I believe your mom was Jewish. And I mention this for a reason, because, you know, it's your adversity. It's everybody in life that we meet has a heavy cross to carry. And so is it fair to say through that heavy stuff that you were enduring, your relationship with your wife, that was the key flip switch that propelled your life into this whole new walk and journey and marathon. But is that the way life works in many respects? Do we have to go through often a crisis in order to get a restart, a reboot?
I recently gave a talk on how to go to the next level. And I said, one of the keys to going to the next level is to face adversaries and adversity. You will have to face adversaries, adversity, rivals, challenges, tests. And in those tests, that's how we grow. That's how we rise up. That's how we become stronger. I'm a little sick right now. I got a bad cold. If you never got sick, you wouldn't build a strong immune system. If you never dealt with negative people, you wouldn't have the resilience to overcome them. If you never dealt with adversity and challenges, you wouldn't rise above them. So actually going to the next level, when you study the best of the best and the greats of this world and those who transform this world, they all face failure. They all face setbacks, adversity, and obstacles. And this is not motivation. This is understanding the truth and the reality of how we're actually designed to grow. It's actually part of God's plan for our growth. It's the way the world works. And it's that friction and that tension. Look at Nadal. Look at Federer and Djokovic and Murray during their years. They had to battle each other in order to go to a higher level together. Look at now Alcaraz and Sinner. Look at that recent match at the French Open. Battling each other. Sadahara Oh, the Japanese Babe Ruth. He called his pitcher that was facing him, his partner in growth. He saw him as his partner in growth because he was growing as a hitter in every at bat and facing him. So yeah, I say, Mike, every challenge I faced, Jewish Italian family, a lot of food, a lot of guilt, a lot of wine, a lot of whining.
Edison failed, 1,000 times before, you know, you got the light bulb. Yeah. You know, Abraham Lincoln failed a whole bunch of times, you know, before elevating. For us, to, you know, personally, like 2011 was really, really challenging. And yet my wife and I kind of looked and said, you know, we're either going to get stronger as a partnership, or it'll, you know, because a lot, I mean, we didn't like specifically say it. It just kind of happened, because a lot of people, you know, when adversity happens, they just kind of split. I would say
it causes you to either break or break through. And we often say adversity makes you stronger. Not always, not if you don't learn from it, not if you don't grow from it, not if you don't say, okay, you and your wife getting together and going, okay, how are we going to get through this?
Exactly.
My most recent book is called The 7 Commitments of a Great Team. And every great team must commit to staying positive together through their adversity and through their challenges. And my wife had to do that. You know, she almost divorced me twice in our marriage. And so I look at our great relationship now. We wrote a book called Relationship Grit. And it's not this book about how we have such an amazing marriage, how awesome we are. It's actually about our failures and mistakes along the way and how we should have ended, but we didn't. We stayed together, and now we ended up in a great place.
Yeah, that's a really good commitment, because too many times it's easy to go back, because, you know, especially, you know, no offense to women, but their memories, they'll last 100 years, you know? So, I remember when we, you know, go ahead.
Every wrong we've ever committed, it's like they keep a notebook of all the things we've done wrong.
Hey, John, one key
argument, I just say I'm sorry and we can move on. Go ahead, Mike.
One key word in what you just mentioned was that struck out, and I know it has meaning. You talk about this word, grit, G-R-I-T, grit. The importance of grit, I'm going to let you articulate and extrapolate.
In the next segment. Let's go ahead.
Next segment, apparently.
Great tease, Mike. Great tease.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this goes kind of fast. And so just as a kind of reminder to our guest, if you know the answer to this question, don't say anything yet. We'll let you answer when we get right back, okay? Which U.S. Airways pilot saved lives by landing on the Hudson River? Remember that story, right? They actually made a movie about it.
I know quite a bit.
All right? Because the question's going to... The next question is not too hard either, but then the last question, I do this to the guys. Sometimes I give them hard ones, sometimes I give them, and Mike always kind of puts his hands up like, what? What kind of question is that? All right. Audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101 with Edward Brown, Mike McDowd. Russell Jackman joined us, but he's on mute right now, and our special guest, John Gordon. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowd. Russell Jackman has joined us and our special guest, John Gordon. Our first trivia question, which U.S. Airways pilot saved lives by landing on the Hudson River? John, what's the answer?
That's too easy. I did not even have to use Google for this. That's Sully, of course.
Sully, Sully Schillenberger.
Tom Hanks.
There you go. And that's Russell Jackman, our other co-host, who joined us. So, John, go ahead, Mike.
Hey, 5 seconds. Captain Schillenberger is actually, I met him on St. Patty's Day, and he is a resident of Danville, California, which is in the Bay Area.
How do you know that?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Share a pint with you.
Yeah. Mike, you teased the audience before we came back on.
Well, our very special guest is John Gordon. John, we're thrilled to have you. Our show goes border to border, coast to coast, and around the world, our U.S. military. So you're like the perfect guy. Just everybody's got a heavy cross to carry. And none of us get away in life without going through something, you know, adversarial. And there's one word that I learned doing a little research about you, and it's the word grit. And I believe it's pretty applicable in what you talk about in how you try to connect with people.
Yeah, grit is the ability to work hard for a long period of time, to persevere, to overcome, to keep moving forward in the face of rejection, failure, adversity, and obstacles. And Angela Duckworth is the foremost researcher on grit. And it really is the number one predictor and factor in success, the ability to just keep going. And I would say that's probably the key to my success. It's not talent. It's not title. It's not wealth. It's not good looks. It's grit. The ability to work hard for a long period of time, to keep going in the face of all the rejection and adversity. I wrote the book, The Energy Bus, my first book, rejected by 30 publishers, told to give up. It's not going to happen, but I couldn't. I had grit. I was a Division I athlete. I played lacrosse at Cornell University. We just won the national championship for the first time in 48 years. It was incredible. But to play sports, I had to have grit. And I was knocked down a lot, but you just keep getting back up. As Rocky Balboa says, you keep moving forward. So you absolutely keep moving forward. And then you're fine when you do that. And so that's what I've had to do. And that really is the key to success. We're talking about business. We're talking about sports. The same principles apply. Like when you look at business and sports, I speak to so many sports teams, and I also speak to a ton of businesses and leaders and organizations. And you see how the same principles apply. You have to be gritty in business and sports if you want to be successful. It's the way forward.
So, because we are a sports and business show, how did the sports teams, did they heard you and they invited you to speak to their team? Talk about that.
Edward, this is a really cool story. Okay, Energy Bus just comes out, finally published, thankfully. John Waller and Sons agreed to take it on. So I go on a 28-city tour. It's not successful as a tour. I had 5 people in one city, 10 people in another. The most people ever, 100 people in Des Moines, Iowa. They thought Jeff Gordon was coming. That's why they showed up. So I get back. I get back, and I don't know what the future holds, but I'm now speaking to a small little real estate office, 20 realtors. And I didn't find this out until recently. Mike Smith told me the story. I had no idea how my career actually got started. I just found this out. One of the realtors in the audience was Mike Smith's realtor. He was the defensive coordinator at the time of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And so she said to Mike, you need to have John Gordon speak to the Jaguars. And Mike said, who's John Gordon? And she said, he's a speaker. And Mike said, how is a real estate speaker going to help me and my Jaguars? And she said, no, he's like an inspiring kind of guy, a motivating kind of guy. And she said, Mike, he'll help you win. He goes, well, I'm not the head coach. I mean, I'll talk to Jack. We'll see. The next day, he's talking to Mike Ryan, who is the trainer for the Jaguars. And he goes, hey, you know this John Gordon guy? And Mike says, yeah, actually, I do. He's a good friend of mine. Here's his new book. And I had given Mike a copy of the book, Mike Ryan. Mike hands the energy bus to Mike Smith. He reads it, gives it to Jack Del Rio. Out of the blue, I get a call from Jack Del Rio inviting me to speak to the Jacksonville Jaguars. No. I believe in God. Only God could actually orchestrate a story like this. And I go down and speak to the team. Never spoke to a team before. Never spoke to a college team or a high school team. I started with the Jaguars. I wore a Brioni suit. You're not supposed to wear like a really nice suit when you go to speak to an athletic team. I didn't know. And I got up there and I went, blah, 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 blah. They had an incredible year that year. They all read the energy bus. Jack Del Rio bought everyone a copy of the book. And there's an article from that year at the end of the year. It says, energy bus fuels Jaguars winning streak. You can see it on my Instagram. I posted it a few days ago. And then a great year, Mike Smith then gets hired by the Falcons to become the head coach there. Matt Ryan is a rookie quarterback, and I go and speak to the team that year with the Falcons and spoke every year. Next thing you know, Texas calls. Then I go speak to Georgia, then Clemson. Dabo Sweeney and I become friends. I work there for the next – I speak to Dabo's team for the last 12 years. This year will be my 13th year in a row speaking to Clemson. Sean McVay with the Rams. Eric Spoelstra, the Miami Heat, Doc Rivers, you name it. I mean, Billy Donovan, the Bulls, and all the teams he's worked with, Oklahoma City Thunder. Kevin O'Connell, the Vikings. I've spoken to just almost every single team out there and worked with these incredible championship coaches.
You got to definitely speak to our 49ers because we need that. One time
with the 49ers when Chip Kelly was the coach there and he got fired after that. So my talk doesn't always work miracles. And Edward, I also spoke to the Cleveland Browns.
Okay. If you could my daughter now lives in Cincinnati. They call him the mistake from on the lake or something like that. We have a few minutes here. Can you give us like a small synopsis? Like, what do you tell the teams? Maybe it's something different each time, but generally, what is your speech to them? I'll just call it a speech.
Always different because, again, it's been 20 years of speaking. I have 32 books. Might be training camp, my book training camp, which is my favorite book. It might be the energy bus. The training camp is what the best do better than everyone else. 10 rules to fuel your life, work, and team with positive energy is the energy bus. A lot of times I'll talk to the teams about the power of a positive team, you know, what makes a great team great, or I'll talk about leadership and being a great leader. But really recently with this new book, The 7 Commitments of a Great Team, this is going to be gold for teams. And so I'm excited about doing a whole round of talks now with this new talk on the 7 commitments. Because when you implement these 7 commitments, you will build a stronger team as a result of that. In the past, I've also talked about grit. A lot of times I give them my personal formula for grit and what will make them gritty in the course of the year. But again, same thing, same talks to businesses as well. I've worked with In-N-Out Burger, Northwestern Mutual, Bank of America, Truist, you name it, all the big companies out there. Same principles apply, the same principles for leadership and high performance. So I love doing both, which is a lot of fun.
And how long do you usually speak?
45 minutes to an hour for companies at conferences, sports teams, 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, they don't have much time.
I spoke to the Commanders before their playoff run last year. I out of the blue, I got called by Dan Quinn and Dylan Thompson, who works with Dan. And they said, hey, you want to come up here and speak to the team before we go to the playoffs with the Buccaneers? And I'm like, I live in Florida. Can't I just meet you in Tampa? And they said, no, it's 10 a.m. Saturday morning up here in Washington. So I flew up there, spoke to the team at 10 a.m., and they had 15 minutes. That's it. They give you 15 minutes, and boom. And I talked about belief, brotherhood, and BU. Man, that became their rallying cry for the postseason. It was cool to watch, and they connected so well. Yeah, I love that team. They had such an energy about them that was awesome. It was no surprise to see them do well. And when I go visit a team, I can tell how that team is going to do based on their culture, their camaraderie, the energy. You can tell whether a team is on the rise or not.
Well, I don't know if it's appropriate to ask you on the air, but I'm guessing they pay your expenses to get there, and then they give you some kind of a stipend or something, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not cheap to speak these days because I've done it for so long. Like a company, a corporate company, an event, a big conference, I'm $80,000 for a keynote now for an hour. And then if I do a sports team, you know, usually that's a lower fee, or school districts, I lower my fee for school districts, because in the sports world and in the education world, they just don't have those kind of budgets for like one-time talks. The sports world is like, it's like they're used to guys coming in like Peyton Manning and other guys coming back and giving talks as part of that culture, but they still have to pay, or else, you know, I have to be, my time has to be valued. And education, I love giving back to schools, and I speak at a lot of education conferences, and I lower my fee a lot to be able to do that, to pour into the educators and the teachers.
Well, now you got the history behind you of the success. You know, the first time you do it, it's sort of a, okay, who's this guy? You know, now you've been kind of.
Oh, I get 80 free talks when I started. And initially I was like $500 a talk and $1,000 a talk many years ago. And yeah, I just was speaking everywhere and anywhere. So again, you learned the craft, you went out there, you did the work, you made an impact. During COVID, people were worried about budgets. I called up all my clients. I said, hey, if you can't pay, I still want to encourage you during this time. I went back to that mindset of giving and serving, and I still do. Even when you're paying me, I'm still serving and giving. I just know that the value I'm bringing you is going to take you and your organization to the next level, and it really does. Like when you live these principles, you go to a higher level.
John, Mike, we'll ask a question. John, when did you first realize you could do this? When did you say, "Ha, I got this. I'm getting there." I mean, it's a marathon. I get it. But when did you first, because when you're first speaking to the real estate office, you're like, wow, okay. And you get that break. But when did you say, when did the light bulb go off? I can do this. I can really do this.
Okay. We're going to let you answer that when we come back. Again, we just love teasing the audience because they don't go anywhere. They want to stay on the show. All right. Here's our second trivia question. How much shorter is the average woman than the average man? All right, that's our trivia question, kind of a different one here. Email Edward at sportsecon101.com the answer to this question. How much shorter is the average woman than the average man? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, John Gordon. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages, and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com, or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all of South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, John Gordon, who doesn't call himself a motivational speaker. He is an author, but he gives inspiration. How's that? All right. Our second trivia question. How much shorter is the average woman than the average man?
I'm saying 7 inches shorter.
7 inches. Mike, what do you think?
4 inches.
Russell, do you have a guess? Actually, it's 4.5 inches.
Wow.
They say between 4.5 to 5, which kind of makes sense, you know. And it's interesting. I was going to throw in my silly joke of the week, Mike, when you mentioned you guys met on the walk, you called it, right?
Yes.
So, okay, here's our silly joke of the week. Why did the crab cross the road? It didn't. It used the sidewalk. That's one of those dad jokes, the silly ones. Okay. A good thing Russell's good thing Russell's not sure because he doesn't like those jokes. Okay. Mike, you were teasing the audience with a question for John.
Oh, yeah. So John, before we went to our break, I simply asked a question. When did you get that confidence, that aha moment where the light bulb goes, hey, I can do this? Because that's a huge, you know what, in life, the thing that I find, if you don't have confidence, you can do nothing. Zero. Mm-hmm. So when did that confident moment go off and say, yes?
I'm still trying to figure out when that's going to happen for me, Mike. I'm not sure. When. I want it to happen soon. But after my first talk that I tried to get out of, and I was terrified, and it was the managing partner of New York Life here in Jacksonville. And I was wiping tables down because I owned a Moe's Southwest Grill burrito franchise. And as I'm wiping down the table, I start talking to her. And I said, you know, I'm a motivational speaker. See, I did say it then back then, Mike. I said, I'm a speaker. And she said, well, you should give a talk to my company. So I agreed to do it. And then I tried to get out because I was so scared. She said, no, you can't. You agreed to do it. My team is waiting. I said, fine. So I did it. And after I did it, it actually went pretty well. And I thought, okay, I think I can do this. I think I can maybe make a career out of this and make a go of this. Now, I didn't know I was going to be able to be successful, but I just felt in that moment, okay, I think I can do this. There were times along the way, though, that the talks did not go well early on. And I did want to give up at times because it didn't go well and I didn't have a good reaction and I knew I lost the audience. I mean, I got brought in early on. I'll never forget to a local FBI meeting. A friend of mine's friend ran the FBI office here in town and wanted me to come in and talk. And they would not even look at me. And they were like the toughest crowd I've ever had. I didn't know how to handle an audience like that of 20 guys not looking at you. And I flopped miserably. When I look back at that, I'm like, man, now I walk into an NFL room and they're not looking at you. But I know how to get to those NFL guys going by talking to them, engaging them, and doing it. So, yeah, there were many times I wanted to fail. But I don't know. I would say, you know, after the Energy Bus took off, the Energy Bus became a bestseller after 5 years. It's now sold 3.5 million copies, thank God. But it took 5 years for it to be a bestseller. Talk about grit, right? And so I think after it became a bestseller and I became more in demand, I think that's when I was like, all right, I'm ready to do this. I'm here to do this now. I know this is my calling, and I'm successful at it, is how I felt.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've written, I don't know, 30, 40 articles, but I haven't been able to like put a book together. And my wife says, why don't you just get all the articles and put them in a big, you know, but they're all over the place, you know? So
yeah, Edward, you know, I tell people this all the time. Here's a quick piece of advice, because there's many people out there who want to write a book. And the key lesson here is, if you had a year left, what book would you want to write that would be important for you to leave to the world, to leave to your kids? What would you want to say? What is that core message? Not five messages, one core message that you want to share. That's the book that you should write. And we actually just launched Gordon Publishing. My wife is running it, and Gordon Publishing is helping people publish their books now at gordonpublishing.com if anyone's interested.
Very cool. Russell, you haven't said anything yet. I know that Russell always likes to come on specifically like to talk about like the NBA and, you know, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, Russell. The biggest baseball deal maybe ever made in Giants history, you know, that might be worthy of mentioning.
Saw it last night.
The trade, especially a trade in the middle of the season, happens so rarely for the Giants to get Devers is – you know, could be a complete game changer for the entire organization and a real either going to be the feather in the cap of Buster Posey or the undoing of his new regime.
Well, interesting, because we're going to have Bobby Evans. Bobby's a friend of mine, the previous general manager of the Giants. And so he'll be coming on next week. And so we'll definitely have to get into that with him, because he's back with the Giants, but I think it's kind of on a part-time basis, like a special projects type of thing. So we'll have to definitely ask him about that.
And by the way, final game five tonight.
I was going to say that I still have said the Thunder in six games, so they're going to have to sweep these next two. That's
Thunder in five, so I'm already wrong.
Yeah, at first I thought that, but okay.
Bye. And let's not forget, John and I live in the, believe it or not, the hockey capital of America is now Florida, okay, if you look at it. The Panthers are about ready to wrap up their series against the Oilers tonight. In the last 6 years, the Panthers and the Lightning have won the Stanley Cup. So if you look at that collectively, it's a weird – I mean, come on, Florida, a hockey state, but right now we are.
Here's my assessment on that. You had all the New Yorkers, the snowbirds, come down, and they were all, you know, all the people from the East, you know, Upper East Coast were, you know, the hockey was a major, you know, the Rangers and all that. And so then when they came down, they were, hey, Highlight is great, but we like our hockey.
I worked with the Lightning actually a couple of years ago and spoke to them, and great organization. My first hockey team I spoke to was the Lightning. And it was the year they actually won the Stanley Cup, and then won the next year, and then went to the finals the year after that. And now to watch the Panthers play, that team just plays with an energy and a fierceness and a skill level that's just incredible. Watch them play. Like, they are tough.
I hope you put that, like, when you put your portfolio together and you say, okay, I spoke to this team, they made the playoffs. I spoke to this team, they won the Stanley Cup. I mean, you know, the next year.
Exactly. That's kind of my question, John, to you, is the fact of the matter is you get to talk to all these big names. I know you walk around with your Rockies shirt and shorts. you get to talk to Clem. I've seen you in your Clemson gear with the big orange, pa. And so you talk to all these teams. Please tell me that you are a human being. There's got to be some nerves. You're not just talking to the local kid down the street about getting off his bicycle. You're talking about a motivational, life-changing, inspirational, hopefully, message that you're trying to connect with. So nerves, or are you just past that stage?
I think I'm past that stage in terms of going to speak to a team like that. I mean, I've spoken to the Heat when Pat Riley is sitting right there in the room.
All right.
There's nothing more intimidating than speaking in front of Pat Riley, you know? So I think, and Jim Harbaugh, and spoken to his team, you know, when, you know, his camp in Michigan. And then the Ravens, I did their chapel service, and you meet John, and you know, you work with the Rams, you know, and the Dodgers, you know, Dave Roberts had me speak to the Dodgers his first few years of being a manager. Like the first 4 years I worked with Dave as he built his culture. I've watched those Dodgers. The Giants face a formidable foe in the Dodgers. Talk about a team. Again, it's not just money. It's not just the business, right? Because you can spend a lot of money on players, but do you have the coach to build the team and create that connection and commitment amongst the players? And that's what Dave is brilliant at. Dave is all about walking around, connecting with each player one-on-one. We talked about that actually when he got the job. He literally reached out to me after he got the job as the manager. I had no idea who Dave Roberts was when he reached out and invited me to spring training. And he goes, you can stay with me at my place. And I still had no idea who he was. And only after I spoke to the team did I Google Dave Roberts and realized, oh, he's Dave Roberts from the Red Sox and had that, you know, against the Yankees. And I grew up a Yankees fan. And I spoke to the Yankees coaching staff this year. We did a Zoom with just the coaching staff. And that was cool. So talking about, you know, I grew up a Yankees fan and now I'm speaking to the coaching staff. And right there, you know, there's Cashman. He sat in on it. And then you see, you know, Boone and you see all the good coaches. And so, yeah, I think, Mike, I'm beyond that now in terms of I've done it so much. And now I go, like, I'm not fazed by anyone, movie stars, superstars, because you know they're people. You know they're people. And I wrote a book called The One Truth. And I know, like, this mindset and paradigm shifting, understanding how thoughts work can take them to the next level. Like, every one of your listeners right now has negative thoughts. You guys have negative thoughts. But here's the key. It's to understand those negative thoughts are not coming from you. How do I know? Who would ever choose to have a negative thought? This blows people's mind. When you understand that you wouldn't choose a negative thought, but they're coming in from consciousness, a spiritual place, you don't have to believe the lies that they tell. And once you start winning the battle of the negative and the positive, that's when you actually go to a higher level. So again, going in there, knowing you could equip them and teach them and help them is really what helps me overcome my nerves, because I'm here to help you get better. And that's what I'm focused on. I'm not focused on the fact that who you are. A lot of times I don't even know half the guys anymore, you know, in every sport. Because if I go to hockey, like, you watch hockey, but I don't know all the guys. I don't know all the guys in the NBA. I don't know all of them. So it's like not knowing who they are actually helps in a lot of ways. But if, you know, like looking at Oklahoma City Thunder, I know the coach. And he was there when I spoke years ago. He was in the G League at Billy Donovan. I watched him on the rise up. I know Sam Presti. I know the kind of culture he built there. I spoke to the Pacers a few years ago. I know the kind of culture they have. So it's just fun to watch these teams and the dynamic play out as they put these teams together.
All right, let's go to our next commercial break. And yeah, because you don't want to walk around being an Eeyore. You know, oh, it'll never happen. I just know it. Okay, here we go. Our third trivia question. How much of the world's electricity is generated from nuclear energy?
Ooh.
Got a little science question here. I mean, obviously, you don't have to give the exact amount, but we want to kind of see if you know roughly. It's less than 100%. How's that? Does that help you out? Okay. All right, guys. You can get that one. All right. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments. Actually, you know what? I just realized that my mistake. This is the first time that's ever happened. I was looking at the clock. And then looking at the 11:30 time, and it's actually the 13:45 time. So we actually have another minute to go. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey John, real, really important question. I think since we have such a wide audience, what do you say to the person right now whose back is against the wall? They're down to they're depressed. Hmm. They've kind of lost hope. How do we reach somebody that really just needs an infusion of inspiration to uplift them, because that's really what you are so good at?
Yeah. I would let them know that it's not their fault. Don't beat yourself up. Don't think that there's something wrong with you. You don't need to be fixed. In the moment, you're just believing the lies of those negative thoughts. You're believing the fear and the worries and the doubt. And all mental health disorders report feelings of isolation, disconnection, and separation. And the root for the Greek word of anxious means to separate and divide. So it really all comes down to, do you feel connected or disconnected? So you're feeling disconnected because you feel depressed. So the key is, how can we establish and get back to feeling connected? And that's where prayer comes in. Like, prayer is the ultimate way to be connected. You were created for connection. And then when you pray, you connect back to your creator. And in that connection is where you find wholeness and peace. and joy and power. So it's about that feeling of connection. And again, I can prove it scientifically and psychologically and also spiritually. It's all, everything comes down to connection and disconnection. And so this makes a lot of sense. If you feel disconnected, try to get back to connection with others, with yourself, and with God. And that's where the healing will take place.
Awesome. All right. Audience, stay with us. We're going to be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, John Gordon. Trivia question was, how much of the world's electricity is generated from nuclear energy? Anyone?
I'll say 25%.
10%. Only 10%. Oh. That's strange.
Really?
Okay. John Gordon, you know what? You're awesome. How do people get a hold of you or your books?
Well, first, I can't wait till they can get the electricity from the zero-point field. That's the future. So hopefully that will actually come to fruition, the zero-point field. But people can get a hold of my books via johngordon.com, J-O-N-Gordon.com, or find me on Instagram, X. I'm always conversing with people on X or on Instagram and social media.
All right. You guys ready for our thoughts for the day?
Right, he's all over the place. Our friend, Coach Omar Sanchez, back in the Bay Area, loves you, John. So I had a shout out to John and a shout out to Coach. So
thank you, Coach.
And we'll definitely have to have you back on again. Okay, you ready for our thoughts of the day? This is Russell and Mike's favorite part of the show. So my wife threatened to leave me over my obsession with poker. I think she's bluffing. And I tried to win a tanning competition, but I only got bronze. All right, audience, tune in next week to SportsEcom 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
So long.
Thanks, guys.